there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and man, we got a great show, you know, great show planned for you today. However, it probably won't be as good by the time we're done with it.
This is a great show on paper, baby. This is a great show on paper.
Is that how we're going with it?
I've seen the cliff notes.
Bill says yes. Yeah, as you hear, Pete is in the studio with us today, better known as Net Doc from Scuba Board. We brought in the big guns to help man the Scuba Radio chat room today. You go to scubaradio.com. And then pull, you know, right under there, under Scuba Radio, there's a little icon. You can do the drop-down menu and click on chat and join your fellow Scuba Radio listeners and chat to your heart's content. So we're going to talk a little bit about the all online diving community that, Pete and the folks at Scuba Board handle on the big show today. You having fun there, buddy?
I'm having a great time, Greg.
He's limping. He has his own little mobile scooter with him today.
I have my my... What do you call that? Skateboard on.
It's a landlocked DPV, diver propulsion vehicle for land use only. Maybe
it's fast.
I don't know. It is.
You cannot keep up with me
on a hill.
On a downhill. On an uphill, I think you might be able to
might
get
have
a couple
issues.
Of laps in on them.
People have issues even with that. I've got a good right strong leg. Okay.
Exactly. So actually, Pete came in. He's getting ready to go to Russia, and no, he's not being deported. But he's,
pravda, ya idu. Ruski.
Yes. He's going to go, you know, enhance his vodka selection, or collection, I guess, and go to Russia.
And eat get lots of borscht.
Something like that. But we'll find out what that's all about here a little bit later on. A few announcements to make on the show today. We have just posted our first video from the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, Turks and Caicos Adventure. And I got to tell you, I've already received some rave reviews from some people that have been on the trip. Some people just happen to stumble into the video because it's the first time it's been announced to the world.
If it gets delivered by a deputy of the county that you live in, that's not actually considered to be a rave review. That's a restraining order, and it's completely different.
Well, it's it was in writing.
Yes, it was.
So I think.
And
that's
many
a
of
good
the
thing.
Words were big words, which neither you nor I fully understand. But
well,
I'm not sure that qualifies it as a rave review.
I'm going with it. I don't care what you say. But it's right there at the top of our little video channel at scubaradio.com. You'll see CJ's ugly mug right there plastered over the front of the video box. And he had a ball. As a matter of fact, he's coming into the show today. And you'll hear the aftermath of CJ's adventure in the Turks and Caicos on the show today as well. But if you don't believe me, if you don't want to wait, just check out the video. It's about 7 minutes long. And let me give you a little tidbit. This video is probably the most technically advanced video we have produced to date.
8 millimeter.
And, what's that?
8 millimeter.
Well, almost 8 minutes. And it was high-definition video, thanks to the folks at Refoto.com. They hooked me up with a nice underwater photo system, and you'll see the proof right there with the video. But we've really edited it together in a whole new way. That, I mean, the first time we've done it like this, where we took, you know, video clips of us actually producing the show that we recorded on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard boat, and then we interspliced or spliced in underwater videos. We had the mermaids. We had Linda Chorney. We were filming a music video for her new album on the boat, so there's a little clip and stuff of that. And then you'll see all the scuba cruisers on there. But let me warn you. Now, we've added a little surprise, and the only way you're going to know about this is by listening right now and paying attention. Okay? Now, if you go and watch the video, it's one of those things, one of those little things, like you get a little surprise at the end of film credits. When you go to a major motion picture these days, sometimes, you know, at the end of the Simpsons movie, they'll have, you know, Homer or somebody come back at the very end after the last credit rolls, and you think the whole film's done, and all of a sudden another scene shows up. We have done that at scubaradio.com with this new Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise video.
So watch the whole thing. Stay to the end of the credits, of which there are none, but
well,
go on.
It's not really credits, but you'll think the video's over, and then another clip comes on.
This ever end? When you get to that point, keep watching, because then it starts getting interesting.
That's right. I will say this is the longest video we have ever produced as well. It's 7 minutes, 17 seconds.
Isn't everything that Greg does, we say, when is it going to end?
Pretty much.
For me.
Pretty much. So, I don't know. Tell us if it's too long, or tell us if you like it, whatever. You know, check it out. So anyway, that's first things first. Let's go to Denise first, and then I see we have one of our scuba cruisers standing by. Denise, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Greggy?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Now, have you dried out since our trip in the Turks and Caicos? I'm talking, of course, about Mermaid Denise, who is featured prominently on that new video, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, I'm dried out as the mermaid part. Yeah.
As the mermaid part, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not quite through your 12-step program as far as the other stuff's concerned, right?
No. I'm so far away from it, you don't even know.
Yeah, I have a feeling I do know. That's what scares me. But God bless you. Now, Denise, have you seen the video yet? Have you had a chance to check it out, or have you been on the Internet yet?
I have not been on the Internet yet, but I'm going to get on it. I'm excited to see it. So it'll be fun. Is there any, booty shaking clips on there, you know, the crazy scuba
freedom. Well, that's why I was asking if you'd seen it, because I was afraid you'd tell me to take
her name
it down.
Was not mentioned in the order, so I assumed she'd seen it and she was fine with it. Now it turns out she just hasn't seen it.
That's right.
So it's only a matter of time before she gets added and becomes class action.
Hey, if she doesn't see it, she doesn't see it. You know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
No foul, right?
Exactly. I'm sure I'll like it.
Yeah,
you know,
it was great. We had an awesome time, and the video, I think, really spotlights that. I mean, it was one of the best trips I've been on as far as your live aboard experience. Was that, I don't remember, was that the first, or you've been on a live aboard before, or no?
Well, when we did the Great White, that was the first one, but this is, I guess, would be the second, or kind of the first.
Yeah, well, they were totally different type of adventures, too.
Yeah, they were very, very, very opposite from each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was the first one.
Now, you've traveled around quite a bit, Denise, as a diver.
Yeah, we're saying here, you've been around, Denise.
No,
we're
not saying
you've been around.
I've been around.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, say no more.
No one would ever describe Denise as being round.
Not at all.
That's a good point.
No.
Well, there's someone, but we won't go there. Now, what is...
She's a loon, by the way. Go on.
How would you compare this live-aboard adventure compared to, I know you've dived in, I believe, Cayman in the Bahamas with family and friends before, right? Land-based operations.
Yeah.
Did you like this live-aboard trip that we were on way better, or was it just different, or how would you compare it?
There's no pressure here.
No pressure. It was the best. I didn't want to go home. I want to go back and just live on the boat and just stay there and never come back. It was that great.
Yeah, you know what? I think they would have you, Denise.
I'm guessing.
Yeah,
I think they could keep me.
I think they would like your pet.
A pet,
mascot. I was thinking maybe a dive guide or something. But
yeah, dive guide. Well, I thought they would, enjoy having, a pet mermaid.
Yeah, they get a little net underneath the bow of the boat, and she could be,
hang there like the bow rider thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Sure. See, Denise is up for anything. That's what you love about her. She's fun. She's fun to hang out with.
She's actually in a 12-step program for getting out of 12-step programs, so that you like.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm a crazy girl.
She is, indeed. Now, you're not going to join us in Chicago next week. However, you are planning to join us in New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
So we will, Mermaid Denise will join us at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey, March 28th, 29th, and 30th. So if you're in that part of the country that time of year, come on out to the show, say hi, and of course we'll have you in the studio here before then, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, so, we'll plan another trip here soon as well. We got a few tricks up our sleeve. In the meantime, go ahead and check out the video, and if there's anything on the video, Denise, that you want me to take off, just email me, and I'll just delete it and act like I didn't get it anyway.
Wait, hold on one second.
We've got some things we'd like her to take off.
Yeah. No, hey, now.
So I'm sure I like all of it. I mean, I saw some of the clips the next morning when I was, you know, sober enough to remember and acknowledge that I did. And I was okay, you know. I guess I was okay with it all.
Yeah, no, you didn't do anything you should be ashamed of. No.
No.
And but she definitely did provide entertainment for everybody on board.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, and actually, you know what? I think Kevin's going to back me up. I'm going to get to him, and I'm going to let you go, okay, Denise?
Okay.
All right, have fun, okay?
Thank you, too.
All right, Mermaid Denise, she's a darling. What do you think, Kevin? Yeah, do you agree with that statement or not?
Oh, I definitely agree she's a darling. No problem on that one. Whether she's comfortable or not letting that video on, I'm surprised at that.
Well, I think, no, wait a minute. She may be talking about different types of video here, so... Let's
She's
just
not
keep...
talking about the Me Too disco video.
I don't remember that video, and I don't think I really want to. But the video...
Unless, of course, you're willing to subscribe to the premium service at scubaradio.com.
Yeah, well, Kevin, yeah. He knows. We'll just keep that between us, won't we, Kevin?
Keep what between us?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's a fellow Scuba Radio Scuba Cruiser, and we have a pact. What happens on the boat stays on the boat.
And nothing happened on the boat.
Any video content that was recorded on the boat stays with me until I decide to sell it for millions.
Now, finally, here comes something which, finally, I'm glad that you never take me on any of your trips anymore, Greg, because now I'm not bound by this same oath. So I can make a little money on the side. This is fantastic.
No, you won't ever see it. But you'll see the video that we got. Have you seen the video I shot? It's just went up there at scubaradio.com, Kevin, or no?
No, I haven't had a chance to see that yet. You just put it up. I wasn't even aware of it. I was there last night this morning, and I was going through some of the new photos, which were I hadn't seen some of those. Those are nice, but I hadn't seen the video yet.
Yeah, and Kevin shot video. He shot a lot of stills, too. You did like 1,000 pictures or something crazy like that. Is that right?
I gotta love that burst mode, you know? Film is expensive, digital is cheap, but the moments are priceless.
Exactly, they are. You got some great shots, and we're gonna get some of his pictures up on scubaradio.com. We have about 120 pictures, still shots from the scuba cruise, on our own. And then he has another 1,000 we have to wade through. So, we'll get through them eventually.
Yeah, but on the island, it was kind of hard to hold the camera and the mermaid at the same time, so I'm kind of short on pictures of that.
Yes, he won the award for Mermaid Handler of the Week. Yes, see, there's benefits to joining us, Scuba Radio, on a liveaboard trip. Don't you wish you could be Kevin? Well, maybe next time you will be. Meantime, check out the video.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Naked Scuba Boy has just arrived into the Scuba Radio studio, incognito, as CJ, my dive student and fellow Scuba Radio Scuba Cruiser.
I beg your pardon, I'm wearing my Turks and Caicos t-shirt from the Explorer Ventures, so...
pants.
Would have rounded out that ensemble nicely, CJ.
You know, some things just slip your mind. When
nicely.
You're in a hurry and you're late for the show... As I am,
yeah.
You rush out.
You know, when you said streak of genius, this is not what I thought you meant.
Yes, well.
But aren't you impressed?
Not actually, no, really, I'm not.
The hat sets it all off. It's a nice ensemble.
Thank you. I am wearing my Scuba Radio hat.
All I can say is, thank God there's no video on today's show.
Thank you, Jeebus.
So have you seen the video, CJ?
I have. It's
talking
awesome.
About that.
Yeah.
Did you see the little surprise ending there?
I did. What's funny is I don't even remember doing that. Might have been some of that Haitian rum.
All right, don't say any more because everybody has to go look for themselves to find out exactly what CJ's talking about. But trust me, it's worth the wait.
You're talking about the Turks and Caicos video, right?
Yeah, yeah. The little surprise ending. You know, I mentioned this to Mermaid
has Bill,
Abby.
Has Bill seen it?
Well, I mentioned this to Mermaid Abby, and, you know, the clip does feature CJ and Abby.
Right.
And she was very concerned because she was like, oh, God, did you show my ass? And I said, hey, you'll have to watch for yourself.
Shoot for the moon.
Now, if that isn't a reason to watch the video to the very end, I don't know what else is.
Little teaser.
Little teaser.
It turns out Greg does his very best work editing video 7 minutes after he started. That's really what it comes down to. He starts building up momentum after 7 minutes in, boom, we're pretty golden.
Yeah. I'm basically just forcing everybody to wait through the whole video that has actually scenes of me in it.
Despite me being in it, it does have some pretty cool underwater footage.
Yeah, I mean, I think it captures our whole, fun little thing that we had going on. I mean, there's a mishmash of everything in there from wild dolphin encounters, spotted eagle rays, lionfish, us doing our radio show, mermaids underwater. Pete, have you ever seen such a thing? Have you ever been underwater? I mean, I know you've done the thing over a wiki watchy.
Yes,
I But have. We actually had the mermaids in the Turks and Caicos underwater at about 60 feet.
Oh, that would be cool.
Diving with us.
Were they on compressed air or were they doing free diving?
They were on compressed air.
They breathe seawater.
Thank you. I was going to say.
Gills, they're mermaids.
What are you talking about?
Keep the illusion alive.
Yes. We have this magic gum that they.
What? Gum?
They what chew is wrong with they, him?
If that video doesn't make you want to dive, get the hell out of the water!
There you go.
You know, this whole segment started with Greg saying, trust me. That should tell you something right there.
Yeah. Well, it's truly unique stuff. And, I mean, we have some plans to kind of kick it up a notch. We had so much fun in the Turks and Caicos. Plans are underway.
Next week?
Yeah.
I'm there.
We're going to Chicago.
No.
The coldest place on the face of the earth.
I'm talking about...
That's not true, Greg. I'm going to Moscow, which is probably colder.
Oh, that's... actually, you're wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, they
don't have that big lake with all the wind in Moscow.
Yeah. Actually,
South Siberia.
Believe it or not, I just got an email from my friend Eric Douglas in Russia.
They're having a heat wave right now.
Well, he said right now in Russia, the temperature is right at freezing. So it's right around 32.
It's up to 32 degrees.
Exactly. He says, it's no problem. We just drink, we drink vodka all day. You'd think it was 70 degrees outside.
He's safe for moose and squirrel.
Exactly. So, but in Chicago, there is no weather. I mean, there's no temperature. It's like the weather doesn't exist in Chicago. It's like it's zero. So that's like no temperature.
What is wind chill? What is that with wind chill? Minus 10?
70 below, something.
Chicago never has any wind.
Good point. Yeah, they don't. It's called the...
Have you been there?
I've been to Chicago.
It's called
there last
no
year.
Windy city.
No, it's windy. It's freezing. I can't believe I'm actually going back. If it weren't for such the great people, the awesome divers in the Midwest, I wouldn't be going back there at this time of year. But next week, we are going to Chicago for Our World Underwater. We'll have a little, a little preview for you a little bit later on the show. And, of course, we got more stuff to talk about. Scuba Board is here. Pete, NetDoc.
Que pasa?
Talk about the scuba online community. And, of course, CJ has some things about his adventure in the Turks and Caicos he'd like to share. That's coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com. Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Divers Alert Network, and Jeff Myers is going to join us here momentarily to talk about proper techniques for drift diving. That's coming up momentarily on the big show. CJ is in the studio, one of my fellow Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruisers.
What's up?
From the Turks and Caicos. And this is his first appearance since our onboard recording of the show. And we've been talking about our new video at scubaradio.com. Check it out online. It features CJ in several scenes. You have a thing with hand gestures. You really like to express yourself with hand signals.
Well, I'm part Italian, so that tends to come with.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I see him drive. He does use a lot of them.
Yeah, and he dated a deaf girl for 3 years.
Oh, okay. Well, that could come in handy underwater if anybody else understands what he's trying to say. But I think it came across.
Greg does only because he knows me.
Yes. And I'm used to many hand signals that are, you know, kind of untraditional in that regard. But anyway, we had a great time. And one of the scenes, or several scenes from the video that I pulled in and put together into our little thing there on the website, is from the last dive of the liveaboard trip, which was truly one of the most spectacular dives I have ever done. And to have it be the last dive on the trip, the one where you're kind of going, oh, crap, I wish it was over. And you're just kind of, I wish it wasn't over.
Hold on.
Yeah, I got it. You know what I meant to
say. Let's get this one out of the way so I can go home.
Usually, and Pete will back me up on this.
Boy, I got work to do.
I can get busy not diving.
Yeah, Pete was on my Saba liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures. And you know how you're on a trip like that, whether it's land-based or liveaboard. The last dive of the trip, you're always a little, you know, sad that it's the last dive, and you're looking around and go, it's going to be a while before I see this again, and you're trying to soak it all in, right?
Especially when you're in Saba.
Especially when you're in Saba. Well, same thing in Turks and Caicos, but you usually don't have a spectacular dive. It doesn't usually end up being the best dive of the week on the last dive. I haven't had that happen until we were in the Turks and Caicos, and next thing you know, we're surrounded by Caribbean reef sharks.
So the sharks were on the last dive?
Last dive, we had four Caribbean reef sharks circling us for at least 30, 40 minutes.
At least.
And we got the video to prove it. Check it out. We'll talk about CJ's perspective next, because I know he dug.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Sweet zombie Jesus. It's huge!
Whoa, that's big!
A colossal mouth bass!
Divers, this show's for you, your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies too, cause you all know this is the show, for those who go, we're proud to blow, now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody, go with the flow, cause we like a little scuba diving show, we call Scuba Radio, now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody, go with the flow, cause we like a little scuba diving show, we call Scuba Radio, now this sounds like the place to go, so everybody, go with the flow, cause we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
All right, so we're talking about our diving in the Turks and Caicos on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Net Doc Pete from Scuba Board just told me he's in the studio here today helping us out with the Scuba Radio chat room. And what's going on there? Asking me what would it take for me to go to Colorado? What's going on exactly there, Pete? Explain.
They have just asked why. What is it going to take? What in the world is it going to take to get Greg, the dive master, out to Colorado? That is the question. There is no clarification.
Oh, that's easy. Cold, hard cash.
They say right here,
what?
It has been purported that, remember, Greg is a WWW. We all know that means a warm water wimp. You're not a cold
warm
water
wuss.
Barbarian.
Warm water wuss, thank you very much. And, they want me to come to Colorado to dive? Can I go
dive or die? I'm not
can
sure
I,
which.
Can I ski instead? Would that be close? I don't know.
You got my vote.
Maybe we could meet our friends in Colorado at a warm water wuss location. How about that?
Now, actually, I have to say, I have dove in Colorado.
You have?
I have
by
dove
choice,
in Colorado.
Or did you fall
actually,
into a lake
by
or
choice,
something?
There's a huge lake there called Bear Lake.
Yeah.
And I actually dove in it. I got down to about 70 feet where the thermocline went from about 65 degrees to 49.
Ah, wow.
I was not a happy camper.
No, wait, he went 49. No, it should be went from 70 degrees to 49. Wouldn't it go higher as opposed to lower when you got colder like that?
Well, no, because you get tougher.
Oh, is that it?
You toughen up when you go diving at 49 degrees. There's no question.
49.
Yeah.
I'm a cold water barbarian. Okay.
Okay. Well, all they can say is glad I'm not you.
A lot of people say that. I don't get it.
No, I don't know. I would consider doing that, you know, after several, you know, stiff drinks.
Come on.
It's one of these days. I don't know. There's so many warm water locations I still want to dive. I mean, like the Turks and Caicos last dive of the trip, we see all these sharks. We're swimming around. This was CJ's first live aboard dive trip, and it was truly one of my best trips ever as being a diver. And to have you do this as your first live aboard adventure, I was just, you know, looking over at CJ, and I actually got feedback from other people on the boat. Says, man, CJ's great. He's like a kid in a candy store. I never seen somebody so happy and so bubbly and just excited as could be.
I'll tell you what, too. You know how Murphy's Law applies to a lot of things? When it comes to diving, I have reverse Murphy's Law.
What do you mean?
Because I got to swim with mermaids right away, right out of the box, my first dive training.
You keep mermaids in a box?
I'm not going to touch that. Speaking of boxes, no.
Not live
so
ones.
So we did the mermaid dives.
Yeah.
And then we got to dive with manatees.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the second or third series of dives.
Right.
You're not talking about me this time.
No, I don't think you were there.
Okay.
Then we did some stuff down in Fort Lauderdale, which is fun.
Yeah.
And then my first thought, we did the Bahamas.
Right.
I still haven't seen any sharks up until the liveaboard.
And then
the whole
changed.
Week. The whole week.
Spins to the left.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. Blue holes. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier Patty 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to stormcase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 39. Dive instructors should teach their students that dive knives are not meant to cut the cheese. Oh, I'm going to be ill. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Meyer, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. Done any diving lately, Jeff?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I got some drift diving in not too long ago.
Oh, drift diving. That's a great way to spend some time underwater.
It's pretty relaxing, that's for sure.
But like all diving, there's some stuff to consider in order to stay safe.
You speak the truth.
Lay it on us.
Well, the first thing to consider is the nature of drift diving. It's unique in the fact that, unlike other kinds of diving, you don't enter and exit the water at the same point. On the contrary, that's the purpose of the dive. You enter the water at one point, drift with the current for a given period of time, and then exit the water at the pickup point.
It's like flying.
Dude, it's really cool. Generally, the dive is led by a dive master. The group dives together and stays near the dive master, who often tows a dive buoy so the dive boat can keep track of the group's position and follow behind.
Sometimes the boat follows the bubbles instead, too.
Right, which leads to an important piece of safety equipment every drift diver should carry.
Which is?
A safety sausage. On the off chance you are separated from the group, you can inflate the sausage and attract attention. It helps the dive boat find you. A whistle used in conjunction with the safety sausage is also helpful. Using both sight and sound to alert others to your position can only help. It's not the time to be shy.
What other preparations should you make to stay safe?
Be confident in your buoyancy control. It's a key element in drift diving. You'll be swimming in a close group, which means close quarters with other divers. You'll want to be sure you can control your position in the water to avoid collisions. Not only can someone get hurt if you bump into someone, but you can get entangled or gear could be knocked loose. It's also likely you won't have an ascent line to follow on your way back to the surface, so you'll need to be able to make a controlled ascent, complete with a safety stop.
So buoyancy control is key, but since you mentioned close quarters, I'd add awareness to that as well.
You're absolutely right. Drift diving is extremely relaxing, and it's easy to get so caught up in being carried by the current that you lose track of your surroundings. But losing awareness of where you are leads to collisions with other divers, the reefs, other obstacles in the water, and none of that is a good thing.
What about drift dive planning?
If you're diving with an experienced commercial operator, it's crucial to listen to the procedures and profiles they outline. Dive at the depth they set, and, air allowing, be prepared to limit your time to the agreed-upon profile. Follow the entry and exit procedures the operator sets, and be sure to listen to the contingency plan they'll give you on the off chance you're separated from the group. But never plan to leave the group. It's the nature of the dive. You'll be diving as a group, so be prepared to follow the rules set for the group.
Including surfacing early if someone runs low on air.
Of course, and that should be part of the planning, and no one should ever feel compelled to take shortcuts or compromise air consumption for the sake of the group's time underwater.
What if you're not diving with a commercial operator?
If you're not diving with an experienced commercial operator, Greg, never, ever dive without a float buoy to follow. And discuss all aspects of the plan, including pickup and separation, before entering the water.
Are there any other aspects to consider?
Two things. Drift diving is a specialized kind of diving, and as with all specialties, we do advocate getting specific training to teach you what you need to know.
And the other thing?
Be comfortable with your equipment, and be sure your gear is comfortable on the surface. Because you enter and exit the water as a group, you tend to spend more time on the surface than you would if you were entering and exiting in buddy teams. Make sure you can spend time on the surface without being uncomfortable or expending excess energy. Drift diving is all about relaxing, and it starts at the surface.
If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to fly, drift diving may be for you. But as with all other types of diving, it comes with its own set of safety, preparation, and training considerations. So before you take off, take time to learn them all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Regina's dial up 888-88-SCUBA. Welcome to Scuba Radio. Regina, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. We're still talking about our adventure in the Turks and Caicos, planning our next adventure, going to Chicago next week. Life is good.
Well, if you're going to Chicago, come to Colorado.
Okay. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So you're, I guess you're from that neck of the woods. Yes. That's what they're telling me. So what's the deal? Why do you want me to come to Chicago? Why should I?
I mean, Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah.
Right. Colorado.
Keep it straight.
Yes, I'll get it straight.
Well, you know, we've talked with a dive shop, and they're interested in having you come out for... They have like a little mini Ocean Fest kind of thing happening.
Okay, a little mini dive show in Colorado.
Yeah, but it's called Mountain Fest.
Okay. I love Colorado. The idea of diving in Colorado doesn't sound very appealing, but
well,
I don't know.
We have an aquarium that the water's 74-ish.
74, that's still
iffy for Greg.
Or we can take you up into the mountains and you can get your altitude diver up at Turquoise Lake, which is about, 60-ish.
Okay, you're not winning me over here with your arguments.
I'm shivering.
And then, Greg, you get to see brown fish, and look, there's another brown fish.
Hey,
there's another brown fish.
See logs.
All right, but that would be kind of interesting to get my altitude diver certification,
absolutely.
Though.
Absolutely.
Or just I don't even know, what is that considered, a specialty, like a Patty specialty, or what?
It is a Patty specialty, yes.
Okay, all right.
It's higher education, Greg.
Funny.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I will consider that. Now, Regina, are you part of the Sharkbait Dive Club?
Yes, I am one of the founders of the Sharkbait Dive Club. Actually, all four of us are sitting here listening to the show, and makes some giggles on
all
the
four
channel.
Of you.
Well, let me apologize to each of you all at once, then, as opposed to individually.
There used to be 12.
No, wait a minute.
Then there's that ice dive back in 04.
We lost them in the ice diving.
So I was going to, that's better than, we started with 12 at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
We're down to 4 now.
No, down to 4.
I'm curious as to why it's the Shark Bite Diving Club. Are there a lot of sharks?
Shark bait.
Are there still a lot of sharks native to Colorado that I am unaware of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of things I'm unaware of,
yes.
So I guess I have to believe you.
Yeah.
The vicious quaking aspen shark known to attack many.
I can tell she listens to the show regularly by the way she reacted to Bill's comment.
The snow shark.
The snow shark, yes, the leopard shark.
That's right. Well, the Shark Bait Dive Club went to Coral Caverns Resort in the Bahamas after we were there, didn't you guys?
We've been there twice, yes.
Well, okay.
Was there any liquor left after we were gone?
Barely.
Yes. Lucia restocked.
Yes,
she had to. Or she would have had to close down.
Drink and drive.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, let me think about that, Regina. I love that part of the country. And if I didn't live in Florida, Colorado would come in at close...
17th,
18th. 49th. No, seriously. I love that part. I do. I ski, believe it or not. And, you know, it's a nice alternative to this whole water thing every once in a while.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here as your dive guide for the underwater world today. CJ in the studio, Pete from Scuba Board, and we're talking at the commercial break there a little bit about our Turks and Caicos trip. And Pete, you just mentioned force fins.
Yeah, force fins.
Bob Evans, a good friend of the show. I was wearing my flying force fins on our Turks and Caicos Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And CJ helped me out with this. We shot some video of my flying force fins, which, by the way, he's only made 50 pair of these.
Wait a minute. You shot this video underwater?
Underwater and above water. We did a little combo thing.
You're able to actually fly with these force fins.
Absolutely. They're called flying force fins. CJ, back me up.
Sure.
Okay.
You know,
I'm sorry, Bob, was that not convincing?
Yeah.
Bob and I had a really long talk. I just had ankle surgery.
Yeah.
And you know, I have these huge paddle fins that I've been diving since 1969. And,
right.
And he's like, Pete, you know, you're going to kill your ankle. And he wants to have me try some of his fins after I finally get back into water. And I'm open to it. I'm not going to be able to move these big plates in the water.
I love them. You know, CJ had his force fins on. You can see them in the video that we put together there at scubaradio.com. And it worked out quite well for us when we were underwater, because me and CJ were diving force fins, so I didn't even have to look at him.
Right.
Look him in the face. I could just look down. Oh, there he is, because I can see his fins. I can see his force fins.
I heard they were inspired by Star Wars.
The force fin?
Yeah, may the force be with you.
Oh, he's great at the punch.
Insert rim shot here. Bill's a little slow on me.
Exactly.
There we go.
Well, he hadn't been funny yet, so I didn't think I was going to need it.
Okay.
You obviously haven't looked at my face.
You have yet to tickle Bill's funny bone.
Oh, stop.
All right. Well, having too much fun as usual. But my flying force fins, I love them because you can walk on the boat easier with them because they're not as long. They get me where I need to go, and they're very comfortable because they have a different type of foot pocket than a traditional fin does. So, different type of kick, maybe a little bit, but they work. And Bob Evans told me this week he might make me an extra pair of these flying force fins specifically for Scuba Radio listeners. So we got that in development, and you'll have to listen to a future edition to find out what that is all about.
Cool.
Hey, hour two is on deck. We're going to talk to somebody who won the Patty GoPro Challenge in hour two and how you could possibly score $10,000 this year, just like him. That's coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.